Blog Talk Radio.
Don't wanna let you out my head.
like the day that I met you. Today I thought forever. Said that you love me, but that'll last forever. It's cold outside, like when you walked out my life. Why you walk out my life? I get like this every time. On these days I feel like you need me. Heartbreak anniversary. I still see the messages you read. I'm foolishly patient. Can't get past the taste of your lips. Don't wanna let you out my head. Just like the day that I met you. Today I thought forever. Said that you love me, but that'll last forever.
sometimes I wish you knew. But I disguise the truth. I say I'm happy, but I'm still stuck on us. Does your mind play this game too? Think about me and you. I guess I'll just pretend until it all makes sense. See you face to face, I'm thinking about the days we used to be. But I can't make it seem. But I can't make it seem. See you face to face, I'm thinking about the days we used to be. But I can't make it seem. But I can't make it seem. Like I want you. Even if it's true. It's overdue. Tell me your point of view. Tell me, am I to blame? You're so good with change. A table set for two. You got me waiting, but you ain't coming through. Tried to stay patient, but gotta face the truth. See you face to face. I'm thinking about the days we used to be. But I can't make a scene. But I can't make it seem. See you face to face. I'm thinking about the days we used to be. But I can't make a scene. But I can't make it seem. Like I want you. You. Even if it's true.
I need you every day, believe me when I say it. Like I want you. You. Even if it's true. Soul, hip-hop, jazz, R&B,
Serena, the butterfly, also known as Scorpion, and you're locked into this PFA radio, the next day in online radio.
Welcome to the Soul Cafe. Let's chill at Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network, your poetry outlet, the next phase in online radio. What it do, what it do. I welcome aboard my brother, this week he's on the trumpet, the one and only Poetic. What it do, baby. Take your socks off.
Oh,
baby. Yo, I wasn't ready, bro. I wasn't ready for that trumpet. I seen your face like expand, like our man,
like Louis Armstrong. You saw it.
Yeah. I saw it, man. I wasn't ready, though. I almost spit my drink out. How you doing tonight, brother?
Oh, man, I'm doing phenomenal, bro. How you doing, man?
Hey, man, I'm trying to hang in there. Spinning wheels are turning, if you understand my studio language. But I'm okay. I'll try not to breathe too hard, Miss Pearly. But everything is okay, man. I'm good. I'm ready for a good night of poetry. Ready to hear from the folks, man, as I introduce to you the one and only. She's on, what's she on this week, Van?
We got the Pearly Negra. She going to be on the bass drums tonight, the bass drums.
Yeah, the Pearly Negra, ladies and gentlemen, on the drums. Baby.
The bass drums?
Yeah, just the bass. Girl. You can't handle all that.
Oh, the bass. Yeah. I can't handle all that percussion. All right, bass. Oh, God.
Come on, give it to me. Give it to me. Give it to me.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Who's that?
Y'all messing with me. All right, let me see if I can do this. I think it goes like...
No, that's not the drum.
They had a little bit of guitar in it, Danielle. We're going to give it back.
That was not a drum.
Yeah. That was a little bit of guitar in there, though. We're going to give you back your guitar, Danielle. Please take your guitar back.
Bass drum.
You said the bass.
Bass
you didn't say
drum.
I don't know how to do a bass drum.
Oh,
I can't do percussion.
Take your guitar back.
Just for that.
Boom, boop. Take your guitar back, Danielle. You can have your guitar back. We're going to keep you on your guitar. Can we have a little bit of guitar, please? Can we have a little bit of guitar? Oh, yeah, that's where you need to stay, girl. That's where you need to. I ain't going to never take you off them guitars.
Don't ever take that off.
I am so sorry. I apologize. It does something to me every time you do that.
Oh, my God.
Ladies and gentlemen, the one and only La Pearly Negra. We affectionately call her over here simply Miss Pearly. Yes, that's right. And where's our fourth hidden member at? Yes, the fourth member of the band, the Soul Cafe band, ladies and gentlemen. And we're not going to hold... is over there at the event page, the Soul Cafe event page hostess, and she goes by the simple, I'm not going to do that.
We got an instrument for her.
We got one for her. We got an instrument for her?
got instrument for. We got one for.
What's her instrument, Van?
Xylophone, baby. We all learn a xylophone.
Oh, here we go. The one and only, essentially Janice, affectionately known around here as Penny.
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 Penny. Penny.
Oh, my God. Poor baby.
Hello, essentially Janice. How are you, darling?
Oh, Lord.
Yeah,
there,
spin the wheel to turn it over
mic
here,
open?
Y'all. Bring in Penny, please.
Not open. Let's bring in Penny. Let's bring in Penny.
Yeah, my wheels are spinning.
Penny. Hey, Penny.
Hey, it's essentially Janice. How are you guys doing?
Hey.
Hello.
Penny. Okay, so.
It's essentially Janice. How are you guys doing?
Hey. How you doing, darling? How you feeling tonight?
I'm doing great.
You doing good? You doing all right?
Yep.
All right.
Doing great.
Good. Go ahead, for real. Hit her with it.
I'm about to hang out on the event page. It's great to see you. Looking forward to hearing some poetry tonight.
We need some of that xylophone.
We
need the xylophone. We need the xylophone.
She's skating on you.
I know she knows how to play it. We all learned it in elementary school. I know she knows how to play it.
God.
Penny's not hearing that tonight.
She ain't having that.
She's such a party pooper.
Penny is not having that tonight. Well, look, Penny,
pooper.
We know you do such a great job over there on the event page. We're going to let you skate on by over there. You have a great night. Keep us posted to what's going on over there, okay? All righty then. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, that was essentially Janice. All right, love. Much love to you. While I try to reestablish my intranet connection of love. Yeah, tonight we're going to pick up our pen tonight on the second half of the program. I want to welcome everybody through. Thank you for coming. If you can't come, I think you need to see a doctor. Shababy baby. You know what I'm saying, Van Meadows?
Absolutely, broski. Absolutely.
So, before we continue or begin this night of poetry, Van, I wanted to let you just get a rundown early.
Okay. It'd be my pleasure. Ladies and gentlemen, join Epiphany Radio tomorrow night, Tuesday night, for Marvel versus DC with your host, Mojave. There will be a DC fan yelling, you know, throughout the entire show. His name is Paul Kane. You just got to tune him out sometimes. But Wednesday night is the Love Zone with Ms. VIP and La Pearl La Negra. Then Thursday night, y'all, it's the Get Down with J-Rob, the Wise Son, and yours truly, Poetic. Friday night, y'all, is Renaissance Poetry with your host, Keith Eric. Saturday night is Poetic Therapy with La Pearl La Negra and Stan the Man Phillips. Sunday night, y'all, is the Inspiration Factory with your host, Paul Sampson, a.k.a. Divine Inspiration, yours truly, Van Meadows, a.k.a. Poetic. And then we'll be right back here, y'all, next Monday for another fine edition of The Soul Cafe with your host, the CEO himself, for real, the poet Douglas, author Larry Maddox, essentially Janice, La Pearl La Negra, and yours truly, Van Meadows, a.k.a. Poetic. So tune in. For real, back to you.
Hey, thanks, Van. Hey, yo, you know what? That was a very, very nice giving of the updates over here at Epiphany Radio, my brother. Hey, so look, I hope y'all got y'all poetry ready. I'm ready to hear some good stuff. I want to hear that bang. I want y'all to bring whatever it is that y'all have to offer. This first hour is dedicated to open mic. You know, this is your chance to express yourself and be heard, be Spotify, be iHearted, iTunes, iMusic, Google, whatever. We heard on several programs and platforms.
I don't know what happened to the real, but yes, you got cut off, bro.
Mm-hmm.
tried to change it with my hands. I ran my credit card below. Thought a new dress would make it better. I tried to work it away, but that just made me even sadder. I tried to keep myself busy. I ran around in circles, think I made myself dizzy. I sent it away, I sexed it away, I read it away.
Absorbing the rays from its warmth, melting my heart from your existence, daydreaming about your consistence. Yeah, I've been thinking about you and just what I'm going to do. When I get next to your heartbeat and my physical being seeks your residual energy from the top of my head down to my feet, because thinking about you all day, my feelings get in the way. I try not to seem anxious about what I want to be mine. I want to bask in your black sunshine, tell the world that my natural tan is because she's the one for me, and I've been thinking about you, waiting for you to tell me true that your visions of a sunset included me and you're no longer brokenhearted yet. That way I'm in love with love and what I feel. I feel so excited to randomly have thoughts of your smile and your softness is the deal. I've definitely been thinking about you. Sad that all the things I've been through could have been avoided too if I only would have met you to show me existence of real love. And I begin to understand why I've become so addicted to not just you, but the way I think about you. Would you? Could you? Can you? Will you? Give me just a little more to think about. Maybe show me how I should have no doubt. Give me more soothing sensations that makes love's vibrations. Let them ripple through my soul. Make me whole, because without you I'm incomplete. Competent enough to say the words, yet fragile enough to stop defeat, because I've been broken. Yet my heart wants to open, all because of what is coming into view. See, I've been thinking about you. That's that piece.
Guys, you will see the truth that I want to give you all of me. Every inch of my skin, yours to kiss. Every lock of my crown, for your fingers to run through. Every nerve you want to stimulate. My body is your blueprint. Create your masterpiece. Connect your spirit to my good vibrations and let me return the favor, so that we can generate new energy, so powerful and pure, it will awaken passion in others for generations to come. Hold my hand as we explore the world together, and let our toes sink in new sands, and we'll bathe in hidden waters only visible to the sounds of nature. Come with me and gift to me the sounds of gift to me a forever of us watching stars together and sunrises greeting our morning kisses. Come to me. Patience is very gentle. I wait for you. And that's that peace.
Alrighty, looks like we've lost the next poet up. Danya, that was a very, very beautiful piece. We'll wait for Burrell, the poet, to get back in so he can give his piece. But that was a beautiful piece, Danya. I really enjoyed the eloquence of it.
Thank you. Yours was too. That was awesome. He noisy. What is he doing?
I don't know. I had to mute him. I had to mute him.
He was messing up my flow.
We had to mute him. But you know. But yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Oh man. That piece, that was really, really beautiful. Oh, his call dropped, I think. Did his call drop?
Yeah. It did. It did. But that's all right. We're tuned into the Soul Cafe with your host, La Perla Negra, Essentially Janice, for real, the poet, and yours truly, Poetic. The dial-in number, if you're listening in online, 319-527-6300. And by all means, please press 1 to get on the mic. And while we're waiting for him to return, we're going to go ahead and start the open mic portion of the show. What do you think about that? You think we should be able to go ahead and do that?
Oh, yeah, I'm ready to hear some piece, some more poetry.
Absolutely. Well, first on the mic, we got my man, Blaze. What's good with you, Blaze?
Hey, what's going on, sir?
How you feeling, brother?
I'm doing pretty good, Yes. Hey, baby, how you feeling? I'm a little lost right now.
That's okay, you called in.
Okay, I'm going to do a piece that I'm just now trying to finish. I got the last little part of it that I'm trying to finish up on right now. Okay, I'm just going to do this. Uh, I don't know how to finish it. Okay, so I'm going to do a piece called yeah, I'm going to do a piece called What Must I Do?
The mic is yours.
Boy, pissed about this. I'm not a greedy dude, but if it all was feasible, I'd like to kiss you while it rains, till it causes your ventricles and veins to act strangely insane, straining your brain, wondering why you're feeling faint, getting somewhat a gentle sprain in your window pane. And to make it look like you like to sweat, getting you twice as wet, causing you to have your very own torrential downpour. So to put you under storms, in thunderstorms, making you wonder how numbers form, you know, 6-9, as you hunger form in hunger forms. Well, I'm here because the word is you hunted form. I'm the one and only a ton dem Jones me, the original metamorph one. They can't duplicate what I do to cakes. Stands true to fake, yeah, stick it in, crippling them. Get ready for that fork hunt. I'm ready to excite your choir, ignite your fire. Get ready, get rid of all your boredom. I'm here only to leave your inner core sprung, and when the war's won, you're going to be thanking me. But I ain't even got started. And damn if I didn't already hear your deliciousness. Spit that shit. I mean, it just farted. Come to me, my dear hearted. Let daddy unbutton you. Let me show you what the decisiveness of what a clearly thought of mind likes to do to buckle you. Honey, suckle you. Honey, am I touching you? I mean, I know that clearly I can be because you're untouchable. Yet still, I'm touching you. That's what a glutton do. What must I do to make my mind put a hush on you? Can you please tell me what must I do to show you how you can volcanically erupt in 2 times 222 more factions of orgasms? While I'm fucking you, come sit on my face and let me show you how indestructible I can be while I'm all up in you, licking and sucking through your entire spinal region. It's going to be so good that you're going to feel like it's your fave show in the hood final season. And I'm the reason why your leg shakes so much till you end up with a couple slipped discs. Yeah, I'm going to make your shit rain, dear, without Santa on Christmas. Yeah, you like the way this thickness sits in your clitoris, popping your cherry like chiclets. Listen, I'm lit. I knew you wasn't ready for this lyrical mischief. How this General Sherman tree feels inside your inner she. Put some of that on this dick, right before I bust inside you. I lost my way deep in your vertebrae as I heard you say, "Babe, you made me bust so many nuts that my guts need more than one crutch and a pair of goggles. It's my fault. All I wanted to do was touch a model." I mean, again, I'm asking myself, I gotta put a hush on, dude. So now the question is, What must I do? What must I do? In peace.
Oh, my.
Right?
Oh, that my.
Was the end. I had to end it somehow.
That's what I'm talking about. The Pearl of Negra.
My goodness. You feeling better, please? Because you sound like you do. That piece, you brought your, that a lot. goodness gracious. I wasn't expecting that. And I guess that's what happens when you got expectations. Wow. When did you write that?
Well, I said I was just finishing it now. As I was on the phone with you, I was trying to finish it. And it's still not finished because it wasn't supposed to end that way.
Okay.
But I started writing it 2 days ago.
Wow. That was hot. That's all I can say. That piece was real hot. I enjoyed it. Poetic.
Yo, Blaze is back. Ooh,
okay.
Man. Bruh, I can tell you feeling better. Glad you feeling better. My man came out the gate and said, "Nah, I need to show y'all what I was missing in my writing because I wasn't able to perform. But now I'm back and I'm ready to unleash." That's what's up, man. Dope, ain't brother. Dope.
Thank you.
We didn't get to name the chair tonight, Don. Yeah, I think it's your turn to name the chair.
Oh, Lordy. Took me all off guard. How about the chair? I don't know. Oh, God. Really, nothing's coming to mind. I guess the chair of Zinger. I don't know.
The chair of what?
Zinger. I don't know. Don't hate, okay? I don't be
Did
hating
you say
on y'all names.
Zinger.
Z-I-N-G-E-R. Zinger. Yes.
Bazinga. Okay. All right, Blaze.
I ain't saying Bazinga.
Blaze, we're going to send you over there to the chair of Zinger tonight. I don't know what that means. I don't know what thought behind it is. But that's where we're going to send you off to, my brother. And you going to stick around for pick up your pen, my brother?
I think I can. I'm at work, so I ain't got nowhere to go right now.
Okay, bro. That's what I'm talking about. All right, man. Stick around. Ladies and gentlemen, back filling himself, Blaze Wolf, man. One love, one mic, my brother. On his way to the chair of Zinger. Wow. She said Zinger. Well, now. All right. Let's bring in Cynthia Janice. Where is she at? There she is. Welcome back. How's the event page going on over there? Are you muted?
Yeah, I wasn't prepared for you to bring me back in after I said that's okay, you can skip me, but give me one sec. Everything looks good on the page. Welcome back, Blaze. Your piece is fire. All right, I got it pulled up now.
Excellent. Always expect the unexpected.
I know that's right.
The mic is yours.
I remember the constellations we talked about the night we met and how you didn't see my taking a break from socializing as something that needed to be remedied. Instead, you joined me without disrupting my peace and you followed my line of sight until you realized that I was only spending time with the moon. And soon afterwards was this ease of being each time revealing that somehow we'd met before. I loved how I laughed with you over some obscure, corny, geeky shit, details I wouldn't share because no one else would get it. You felt familiar, like the home I would go to, and when I would wake with you, no one cared about how much time had passed. I couldn't last past the first of too many movies chosen, and to be honest, I only wanted to sleep with you, to lay beside you, close my eyes, and be at peace with you. I walked through dreams with you. You're still the one I've felt the most like myself with, and you're the one who I've never kissed. In peace.
Oh, wow. Mm. Oh, wow. That was beautiful. That was beautiful. I love that. I love that. Love that. Love that. And then you said that clothes, you're the one that I never kissed, but you want to lay beside them. And this was very romantic, very beautiful.
Thank you.
La Pearl, La Negra.
Mm, girl. Mm. That piece was so beautiful. Oh, man. You got me over here like, I love it. I do. I love it. You know, the words. Oh, God. Girl, get out my head. Beautiful. I love it. I love it. Oh, my God. And your voice, it just makes it all better. Oh, my God. Girl, I got to talk to you.
Yeah, please do.
Oh, that piece. Oh, man. That was beautiful. That was really, really a beautiful piece. Thank you.
Thank you. I'm going to head back over to the event page. Looking forward to hearing some good poetry.
Hands are yours, girl.
Ladies and gentlemen, essentially Janice with that beautiful piece. Man, they coming in here tonight, man. They coming in here tonight.
Yeah, they making me feel certain way.
Right. All right, let's keep this party going, y'all. Area code 573, welcome to the Soul Cafe. Who do we have on the mic?
Sinister Spittle, good evening.
Hey, Sinister
Spittle. What's up, bro? Not much. Just hanging out, about to call in.
We appreciate you calling in, good brother. Definitely appreciate you calling in, man.
Yeah.
What you got for us?
All right.
Before we send you over to the chair of Zinger, somebody let me know what that is. I mean, I know Zingers, but they these little cake desserts. But I don't think that's what she
actually
meant.
Yeah, I heard the word Zinger. I had to get up and get myself a Hostess dessert
see,
cake.
See?
You know what? Whatever, y'all.
Exactly.
You mean the chicken?
Yeah. So we're going to have to explore that, Danya. You're going to have to elaborate a little bit, because are we supposed to be eating over here on this chair? you know.
It's a metaphor. It can be whatever you want. It's something that wakes you up, a zinger. There you go.
Okay.
Well, then I'll definitely write the right poem for the show. I got one to lift you up.
All right, my brother. Go ahead, man. The mic is yours. We're going to get out of the way. The mic is yours.
All right, thank you. Brothers, boom. Jump into an oblivion, one unimaginable to uniformity, a lofting vibration oozing from handfuls of tablets, color whispered in static fusion, horizontally placated as the limbs corroding at each nerve junction, fading deep sleep convulsion. Pour absent vapors upon the liver, sickly processing, hanging inverted crucifix that stones, probing thorns, traveling the veins of a shooter's final dance to vacancy, not aware of what I've become as shade you see in tyrannical hues, juniper leaves be a decoration of my final decree, embalmed in canisters of morose laughter fractured. As the eye of three vaults into the oblique eclipse, plaster of concern into the arms of benevolence's safekeeping, yearning transitions. Gray landscapes are dotted in occasional maroon outings. Slanted be the breeze's effect on the birds of malign feather. come to brush foolishly on the tit of radular confrontations and cite much the same thread as Socrates' claims of telepathy. Mundane climaxes meet. The sensation of dismemberment, something I've passed before. Groping the short hairs of desperate passion, it lured me in. Find absolution inside kidney stones of fortune tellers ageless, brief gunned down without fanfare or high desert hours, triplicate, nervous, innuendo. Reason attempts to root itself on what is now amiss. Escaping breaths flicker in the silhouette of rasping carbon, languidly creep above the undertow, siphoning nightshade, intoxicated by each sickly transfer of their passing dander, quagmires escaping. Space cowboy in the plural of stupidity, I twirl, weightless and extracted from the gravitational plethora. A singular instance of, we may have gone too far now, but it's the further I seek, and in its womb I am complete. End peace.
Bro. Man, first of all, since this bit will be dropping these jewels and these pieces, man, I love his flow. I love the way he really makes you think with these kinds of pieces, man. But, bro, there was a line that you said. Did you say fully on the tit? can you say that line again? Because I just want to make sure I heard that right.
Time to rush foolishly on the tit of radular confrontations.
Yes, he did. On the tit of gradular confrontations. Bro, your creative process is crazy. Is crazy. I dug this piece, man. Ladies and gentlemen, that's Sinister Spittle. La Pearl, La Negra.
Yes, you do. You always bring something pretty amazing. And it's your flow. Sometimes I can't keep up with it. I really can't, but I still admire your work nonetheless. That piece was awesome. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Now, my brother,
after a night of fun.
I hope you'll be able to stick around for the Pick Up Your Pen segment of the show. Will you be able to hang out with us?
I'm going to try. I took my meds on the phone of the stairway, but I'm going to try.
All right, man. Well, look, this is what you do. You go over there on the chair of Zinger and have you some more Zingers.
Yep. Well, I'm going to eat a Suzy Q, but, yeah, I'm going to stick with the snack cakes.
My brother. Ladies and gentlemen, Sinister Spittle. That's what I'm talking about. Man. Yo, his creative process is just crazy, man, and the stuff that he puts together in his pieces, it's just something else, man. It is just something
you're
else.
Right. You are right. You do know a zinger isn't really anything to eat.
It is if you like snack cakes, it is.
I looked it up. It ain't got nothing to do with no food.
It is if you like snack cakes.
I never heard of no zinger for no snack cake. I don't know nothing about it. I know about teas, celestial seasoning teas. They have all kinds of zingers.
So zinger snack cakes. Zinger snack cakes. Made by Hostess. Look them up. You ain't looking up the right thing. Look them up.
Hostess does not come up. Matter of fact, nothing edible comes up. It means
type
a striking or amusing
type
remark.
Type zinger snack cakes. Then why did Sinister Spittle say he had to go get him a Little Debbie? Because he knows it's a snack cake, just like I do. It's a snack
cake. I don't know about no snack cakes named zingers.
I'm sorry. You've been deprived. I'll send you a box.
What? Y'all always hating on my ideas. Don't be putting me out there on Front Street and then hating on my ideas.
I'm not hating on your idea. I'm just telling you what it reminds me of. See, here below the Mason-Dixon line in Maryland, we know what zingers are. And I don't know where Sinister Spittle is, but he knows what a zinger is. And I'm sure that, you know what? We can settle this debate just by asking the next caller. Ladies and gentlemen, Joe, the verbal monster. My brother, Joe.
No, I'm in trouble now.
Hey, bro, what's up, man? What's up, man?
What's up, bro?
La Perla Negra. How you doing, Queen?
Hey, Joe.
What's happening?
Joe, will you please let La Perla Negra know if you know what a Zinger cake, snack cake is?
You are
yeah,
not
them joints with the strawberries on it, man.
Oh, thank you.
Strawberry Zinger, man.
Thank you.
I was a butterscotch crimpin' man myself, but you know.
Yeah, I like butterscotch crimpins too. I like them too.
No,
chocolate
do no butterscotch.
But
give me the jelly crimpins. I don't mess with them butterscotch.
Nah. The butterscotch crimpins are the best. For real, the poet, are you back, man? Are you back?
Hey, La Perla Negra. La Perla Negra. You should be the baby, do you?
Okay. Oh, I don't
Lord.
Say it again. What did you say?
You don't mess with them ding dongs, do
I love the ding dongs. Yes, I do.
All right now. What's up, girl? Go
chocolate
ahead.
And cream. Yes, I do.
Full of
get me started. Well played, my dancer. Well played.
Whatever. You know what? Oh,
what's up, for real?
Okay.
What's up, for real? What's up, brother?
What a joke.
Some more female energy up in here.
It's you, man. It's you, brother.
Oh, man.
It's all good. It's all good.
Absolutely.
Zinger. It's still the chair of Zinger, man, for the night.
All right. It's chair of Zinger.
Well, I'm going to sit in the chair of Jack Daniels tonight. How about that?
All right. Good, Jack.
For real. Please take back control of your show, bro, because we lose you, man. We just lose you.
Hey.
We just
hey,
lose
what's
it.
Up, my brother?
I'm going to let you know, right? We going off.
What's going on?
Territory. We're losing it.
I didn't know where I called back into. Hey, I sent a picture of strawberry zingers to the chat room for those
thank,
who are.
Thank you for real. For those who don't
thanks,
know,
bro.
Thank you, bro.
They're in fact my favorite.
They definitely got them joints in Philly. I know that.
I know
they do, man.
All right, yeah, I know what those are. Okay. And y'all
the
win.
Company was
what's
born
that?
In.
What do they
the company was born and raised in.
Okay. It's raspberry Zinger from Hostess. Okay. I never paid attention to the name of them. I eat them, but I just never paid attention.
I love them.
All right. Okay. You guys win. What do you want from me? What?
Okay. So good. It's all good. Apparently,
you know she's going to bring it back up.
Really? Just throw me all under the bus.
Oh, don't worry about
terrible.
It. Don't worry about the queen. They got you. We got you. Don't worry about it. We got you.
So, Joe, what you got going on, man? Mm-hmm. What's going on in the life of the mind dancer, bro?
Oh, man, I'm just out there taking pictures of trees and skies, man. That's about it, man. I'm just chilling, man.
I'm glad you brought that up, Joe.
Yeah, yes, don't
sir.
Got
I'm
people
glad you
in my
that.
Inbox.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
So, Joe, I've noticed some of the pictures that you be taking. Mostly I see you taking pictures of the sky a lot.
Yeah.
Either pictures of the sky or some plant life.
Yeah.
As you're taking these pictures, I'm just guessing that you're writing to these pictures or they're inspiring you to write.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, brother, absolutely, man. Oh, man, no doubt. Yes, indeed. I mean, the fucking material is growing all over the place. Oh, yeah, for sure, man.
Right. It's a beautiful thing, man. I see all your posts, your picture posts and things like that. They are inspiring, man. You're an inspiring brother, man. But you know what? What gets me is that from what I see of the pictures and I see your writing, I see two different things, though, because your writings is really, I'm not sure. Are you sharing those same writings that you take from the pictures? Because that's soft
not
and
always,
pleasant,
no.
But you can be, that's what I'm saying, because your writings is really full of life and energy and just this zest and this zeal. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, there's certain groups that I do post them in, certain groups that I do post. So it's like a poem then because, you know, it's like a universal thing, man. These cats from all over the planet, man. Some of the shit they share, good Lord. So I post a lot of it there, man.
Oh, okay then. Okay then. Hey, well, you're at the right place to share all that energy, man. You know, with us discussing creative writing here and there, you know what I'm saying?
Indeed,
so that's
indeed.
Why I asked you, because of the creative writing portion of the program, man. So I'm just looking forward to hear what you got, man. What you got for us?
Okay, I got something called Madam Butterfly.
Hey, man, the mic is yours.
All right. I miss our butterfly, and although she's his, I've mentally tied her so she can't give in. Oh, he'll play with her and make her scream. He'll bind her and remind her who is king. He'll make rose red her creamy crimson. He'll make her do what I won't mention. I'll respect his clutch and ask permission. I merely want her dreams. All those haunting scenes, I want to view a brand new you and things I haven't seen. Hurry home, butterfly. You'll be safe and protected. I have vivid dreams and a widescreen projector. I fancy an accent. Of course I'll respect your throat. This love is no accident. Now open up that boat. I'll shelve the seventh deed. Don't forget the seams. Smoked Cubans, if you smoke Cubans, my intellectual Nubian. The language we'll use, battery remote infused. Fly, butterfly, huge fly, butterfly. Those mental images are getting me. Ah, not yet, my pet. There are zones on your tongue you haven't explored yet. How long has it been? Because length is no object. Circumference, yeah, I bet you can't guard it. But you know what the object is. Come, butterfly. Come how you come. How come you come? You better not let this bliss go like you never had none. No one will be the wiser, and you damn sure won't be drier. Sly phone, baby, I want to take you higher. All I want to do is zoom a zoom room, man. Fuck that shit. All I'm here to do is ease those scared dreams and speak your peace. Butterfly eyes, saddened cries, teared up, reared up, doubt-filled wise. Point was pointless, sharing a jointless venture to censure. Next time I'll be damn sure to check who's lying through dentures. Now I'm glad I've seen. Save some gas in the mean. I mean, damn, really, Fred? Were those words even read? Much less even said? Not above no one's head? For relief it caused grief and great disbelief. Eventually, we shall soon avoid the crease. For peace. Thank you.
Yo, man. That was a lot of word wizardry. I say word wizardry, man. I like the way you use them words up in there. Up from starting with zones on your tongue, man. That, who says that, man? Zone, who even thinks that, to put that creatively in a piece? Zones on your tongue. Damn, Fred, with those words you done said. Come on now, Joe, what you be doing, man? What you be hitting that green real hard, boy?
No, but
you be doing your thing. What do you do? How do you just say, I'm going to use this and put it that way in this piece? I mean, what are you doing, bro? What's your method? That's what I want to know.
Bro,
poetic.
Brother,
man, Joe Verbal Mind Aspect, he comes up with some stuff, man. From the title of the piece, you would have never thought it would have went the way that it went. And I dug it, man. And you're right, for real. His words, the way his words go in, they just be going in. And then he slowly takes them out. Bro, that's what I'm talking about,
y'all,
Joe.
Y'all gave me the perfect segue, man, talking about flowers and trees and butterflies and shit. So, yeah.
The pearl.
I figured that was a nice way to use that.
You know
okay.
What? Let me tell you something.
Often.
Certain women like just a slight bit of arrogance and control. from a man, and that right there, that piece was, it was kind of sexy. I like that. What did you say? He had her, but you wanted to stay in her head. What was that?
Oh. He'll make her do what I won't mention. I risk permission. I merely want her dreams.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah, that part right there. Yeah. Okay. You know, wait, hold on 1 second, please. Just a little off topic. Later on, me and Ms. VIP, probably tomorrow, we need to have a talk with you, okay?
Hey, I'm innocent. It wasn't me.
It's not about. There's nothing for you to defend. There isn't anything for you to defend. Okay. I'm just giving you a heads up. Okay.
Thank you,
but I love the piece. I love the piece.
Appreciate that. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Damn, what happened?
For real? But he must be on mute.
Mm-hmm. I'm having a hot day.
Well, I'm gonna slide on. I'm gonna slide on back into the darkness, man. Y'all do y'all thing.
All right, brother Joe, man. One love, one mic, bro.
One love, one mic, brother. Absolutely, man.
One love, one mic. One love, one mic. Yo, I was muted like crazy, y'all. Y'all should have seen me. Y'all should have heard. I was saying some very nice things to Joe. Hey, Joe. Welcome. Before you go, welcome back to a pointless free night, bro. Joe escaped the point round.
Yeah, he has no points this week, bro. Yeah.
You know? Unless he cheats later on. We still got... You don't play cheating tonight, baby. I'm going to tell you something, bro. Don't write no perfect piece, man, in 3 seconds.
Wow.
I don't believe it.
Hey, there is no such thing as a perfect piece. But then again, I had this dream, man. Okay.
All right, we're going to see if you're dreaming tonight or what when we pick up our pins. Baby. All right.
All right, bro. Y'all take care now. One love, one mic, y'all.
All right, brother. Right. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We're going to go to our next caller, the one and only Miss VIP.
Hello. How's everybody doing?
Hey.
Hello, Ms. VIP.
I'm trying not to be under the weather, but I'm okay. I'm here.
Oh. Yeah. I don't feel good.
I'm trying to get better, trust me.
Oh my. You sound like you need sleep.
Yeah, something like that.
That's not
well, you sound good. You sound good. I hope you feel better.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, darling. I appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome. Mm-hmm. You're welcome, dear. What you got for us tonight, love?
This piece is called "Will You Be There?"
The mic is yours.
Thank you, sweetie. Write it on my heart that you really care. Not just because you want a piece of me. Could anything be more important than love? Would you really be there? See, it was me who traveled first. That was my first mistake. Never again is something I'll no longer do. 'Cause another heartbreak I can't take. Life on myself, trying to take better care. I still wonder, will you be there? I've gone 10 years older. I've gone no younger than 5 years. But still someone to play games and cause me tears. It's my turn to do adventurous things, fulfill my bucket list. Get the gist. I write to live. I feel I have much to give. So when someone says they want to know me, I need to know, do you want to physically, mental, or emotionally? See, some do it for pleasure only. Some don't want to be lonely. But I have seen true feelings in action, relationships with real passion. I would love to love, really support that someone with care. But what I want to know the most is, will you be there? I feel like I'm the only one with standards or requirements, but all believe I'm in judgment. And no, it's just my preference. Because if you choose to live in ignorance, in my world, you cannot stay. But if you are intelligent, sapio, I want you just that way. Today, I choose not to lose. So now, right now, baby, I choose you. In my world, I want you to share. But what I really want to know is, will you be there? And that's that piece. Wow.
Yeah, right there, right there, right there, right there. That was a very telltale piece, you know. You just spoke of the things that you you envision in a relationship with that person being there. You ask the question over and over, will you be there? You know, I thought that piece was very deep. You know, and I question myself. I repeat some of the sentiments that you put forth. You know, first of all, you started off with, can anything be more important than love? Question, waiting for the answer.
Mm.
Games and tears, who's tired of those? How many of us are tired of those? You said it's my turn to have adventures. How many of us claim this same state of mind, state of being, and how we profess for things in the future to be about us, to have adventures, you know. Some don't want to be lonely. Mm-hmm. Will you be there? Today I chose you. Did you say today I chose not to lose? Today I chose you. That's beautiful. I don't even want to get too far and deep in that. But I'm sure that a lot of people can confer, agree, and with all that you said, poetic.
Yeah, that was that was a beautiful piece too. But there were a lot of declarations in that piece. You know, what you're looking for, what you will accept, what you won't accept, and what you won't allow. But more importantly, will you be there? And I think that's very important. You know, as you every time you said that, I got, you know, in my head, I'm like, will you, I'm going to be there. I'm sorry, but that's what was going on in my head. But I really love the piece, dope piece, La Perla Negra.
Well, thank you.
Girl, that piece was beautiful. And, I agree with Lord, for real. You said just about everything I needed to say. My goodness. It's so sweet, but to get out exactly what you want out of a relationship is very, very important. I love that piece. And I gotta hear that again. That was really nice.
Well, thank you, dear. Yeah. I appreciate
First,
it.
First, I was like, is you in love? Is you falling? What are you doing? Okay. But I listen.
What's his name?
Listen some more. Can I finish
I'm
my
not
song,
in love.
Okay?
Sorry, honey. I'm not in love. I wish I were, but I'm not.
Do you really wish you were?
Sometimes.
There you go. Wow, that was really beautiful. Thank you for that piece.
All right.
Feel better, Diva.
Thank you, darling. One love. One mic.
One love. One mic.
One love. One mic.
All righty, then.
All righty.
To our next caller. Am I muted or what?
Oh, we can hear you.
Can you hear me? Can you feel me,
though? We can hear you, bro. We can hear you, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Thank you. You know what? That piece really was endearing. Miss VIP, if you can still hear me, I want to just give you a little bit of this to your heart. Okay, feel this.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Bang. Mm-hmm. Just wanted to tease your heart a little bit and
Lord,
that you are self. You are love.
Well, thank you. You know. I appreciate it.
One
I love,
love
that song.
One, my,
one love,
love
baby.
I need wow. One love, love. Yeah, so we're going to keep it going. Next on the mic is the one and only Sir Lawrence. Welcome to the Soul Cafe.
It's the Mad Eye. Van Meadows,
LaPearl. Hey,
baby,
sir.
Sir Lawrence, how
greetings.
You doing?
Better than ever, that's all I can say.
I can feel your energy, brother. I can feel your energy.
Yes.
One of the funniest things to me is, and I don't know how everybody can, you know, it's just funny to me when I hear someone say greetings. The first thing I think about is aliens coming to Earth, you know, the things you're saying. I don't know why. It just tickles me. It just tickles me to hear somebody say greetings.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, hey, man, yeah, greetings yeah, back yeah. at you.
See, because what's it? Michael Franks. He has a song that says, "All the clones are acquainted."
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
Mm-hmm.
All the clones are acquainted. Even if it wasn't a song, just it being a statement is so
yes,
deep,
sir.
But simple.
Yes, sir.
It's. I say it's.
Indeed.
I say it's deep because it makes you think. It makes you think, but it's really simple. Simply stupid, simple, like acquainted. Of course they are. Oh, that's so deep, man.
That's right.
That's some deep stuff. We hear some deep stuff tonight, y'all. First with Joe, the verbal mind dancer, with his twist of words and his word magic tree. You know, so this is what I'm talking about poetry and creativity. You know, where do people come up with these things? You know,
I know that's
could
right.
you give me that one more time? I need to hear it one more time, bro. Say that one more time.
The clones are all acquainted.
Wow, who thinks of that type of shit? Yo, I love
that,
it, man.
That whole song, though, you should check out that whole song. It's Michael Franks. It's off of his Music in My Head CD.
Okay. I'm Googling it right now as we speak, so
yeah.
I don't forget. And that's Michael Franks, and it's, what's the name of that song?
The song is The song is a Wi-Fi Nation or Sci-Fi Nation rather. But the CD is called the CD is called Music in My Head.
Okay. I want to hear that. I want to see where it takes me. And I'm serious about that. Michael Franks, Music in My Head. Okay. Something to ponder. Michael Franks, I have it on YouTube. Okay. I'm going to check that out later.
Suddenly,
it's
called Suddenly Sci-Fi. I'm looking at it right now.
Suddenly Sci-Fi? Okay.
That's the name of the song. Yeah.
Suddenly Sci-Fi.
All of his work is good, but this one is excellent.
I'm not even sure if I've heard of Michael Franks, to be honest with you.
Oh no.
But
no,
I've heard of him.
You'll like him once you get into him. He takes words and basically misuses them. I mean, he puts them together in a form you'd be like, huh? How did he come up with that? You know, and it's
okay.
He's one of my inspirations in terms of writing too.
Let me ask you this. What genre of music does he play?
It probably would fall under jazz, jazzy. It would fall under jazzy, I guess. I don't know if R&B fits, but definitely jazz.
He looks like a lo-fi artist.
He
lo-fi. A lot of people don't know about lo-fi.
Yeah, he can put some. he can put some words together. I've been into him for a minute. In fact, I probably own over 3/4 of his collection. There might be only maybe one or two, three albums he got out that I don't have.
Hey, that's worth hearing, man. Well, I'm glad you shared that with us because I love music. We all love music up in here. This happens to be the cafe, the Soul Cafe. You know, we cover different music, different artists. And like I said, neo-soul being the main thing. Neo-soul, a lot of people are not aware of lo-fi, which I think he's a lo-fi artist, which is similar, very similar to neo-soul. But look, we can bust it up all night long. We want to hear what you got for us up in here. And so we can, hey, give us a little bit of what you have to offer, bro.
I got some mind churning, ask yourself the question. That's what I'm bringing tonight.
Hey, man, look, like we can't get enough of it up in here. Hey, the mic is yours.
Indeed. We are asking for a change, but in our minds, we are still the same. It's like cleaning the floor with a dirty broom. Accepting a change makes me ask the question, are we ourselves? Black Lives Matter, but who's running that show? There are so many other lives involved that black lives are the only ones being taken. Watching Tell a Vision is a laser attack, as we watch more TV than any other group, and that's a fact. Are we ourselves? Looking at it, white Jesus has a subconscious effect. You say, what difference does it make? I'm not looking at color. But at the same time, you always have an apologetic plea. Let me explain myself to thee. Speaking from an inferior position, are we ourselves? We came here equipped with it all. Our hair, patterned after the universe, it defies gravity while serving as an antenna, but it's not good hair. We have the ability to see the spectrum of colors in their true shade, but wonder, what do they see when they look at me? Our skin can split the light coming from the sun, blocking what we don't need, then filtering what our bodies use. They saw this, then called it vitamin D, so as to start the dairy industry. Then they're suffering from not liking the skin you're in, conditioned from the white doll to skin bleaching, pre-programmed on constant reboot, not accepting a future because the present keeps becoming our past. Are we ourselves? Continually refusing treatments for cognitive dissonance, like using our own words in reverse power. They don't seem to have a memory of when they were slaves. But photography's been around since 1826, and not one photo of you coming off of a slave ship. It's like having the belief you still haven't checked. Are we ourselves? We are the most beautiful people. Why else would anyone go through this much trouble to make us believe we're not? Time is running out. Do we have any type of industry? The line has been drawn. We need to know. Are we ourselves? Sir Lawrence.
Mom. Sir Lawrence. I'm gonna let our sister take first crack at that, Miss Pearlie.
Wow, I love conscious pieces like this. They wake people up. Sometimes people don't want to hear the truth, but we are indeed the most beautiful on this planet because our shades, we come in all different hues and a plethora of colors, but I love their piece. it's not a whole lot I can say except for I love it when the truth is put out there. And the question posed, wow, that was pretty deep. Thank you.
Well, thank you. Man. Thank you, LaPerre.
Mm-hmm. Poetic.
Poetic.
Man, that was a text, Alon. That was a definitely a deep.
Right on.
Again, you know how you do, man. You come here, you like to break out skull bones open with these kinds of pieces, man. But but I definitely felt that, man. And thank you for making us think within this piece, bro. I appreciate you. For real.
Yes, sir. Appreciate that. Thank you.
Yo. I say this from the opening of his piece, White Jesus, what he said about it was deep, straight from the start, you know. yo.
Mm-hmm.
And how our hair was patterned after the universe and what mm-hmm. he said about it, you know. And it was also a deep thought, and I tried not to wander into the thought because it had me thinking once I heard it, our skin and how it was filtering what we do and don't need. You know, come on now. I don't know where this brother was at. I don't know where him and Joe be hanging out at, but that was some very thought-provoking words right there. And you never lied when you said you had some things that was going to make us think. And you spoke about skin bleaching. You spoke about the past, and you asked if we ourselves were becoming that.
Right,
you know?
Right.
That was dope, man. That piece was very thought-provoking. Every passage within that piece, man. And I wouldn't allow myself to drift that long in each and everything that captured me because I wanted to hear the next one. But that's a piece where I can just I would listen to a passage, I would cut it off and stop it long enough and give myself time to drown in it, to think about it, to ponder it. You know what I'm saying? Before I played the next piece of that.
Right. Because
you want to ingest that, you want to digest that, you want to chew and digest on that. That's that type of piece. You know what I'm saying? And if I had to put it to some music, I'll put it to something very, 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 very minimal, because the most important thing is the vocals and the lyrics that you spit to that. That was awesome, bro. I really salute
right
your pen on that piece right there.
Right.
That's some
right
shit.
On, right on. Yes, sir. I'm
and
with
I
you.
That,
thank you.
Not too often do we use the word shit as a compliment, but I think you know what I mean.
We good.
Yes, sir.
We good.
Come on,
we good.
Man, if you was involved in Pick Up Your Pens right now, I deduct 2 points from you, bro. I don't know. Those that understand me understand what I mean.
I heard that.
All right, my brother.
All the way. Yeah.
That was sweet.
You know,
brother.
If I could interject one thing, though, because, you know, what really, really bothers me, you know, like, especially when you in an interview-type situation, and if you'll notice, it always basically goes the same way, especially when one of us is being interviewed. One of two things or both always comes up. They either immediately tell you are a minority, okay, mm-hmm. or they speak to you from a superior position, like you have to talk up to them. And mm-hmm. and I always say, no, say something. You know what I mean? You know, mm-hmm. like, first of all, mm-hmm. what makes me a minority? Let's start there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so anyway, I could go on and on, but anyway.
Yeah. Let's see that one, bro, for real. But I know where you're at. I know what you're talking about. I know where you're headed. I know where you're going with that, man. We feel you, bro. And want to thank you, man, for bringing that consciousness to us. All right, my brother?
Yes, sir. And thank you.
All right, man. Hey, one love, man. Stick around to pick your pin up, bro.
All right, one love.
One love.
One mic.
One love, one mic, bro.
One love, one mic.
Yeah, that was good. That was nice. Wasn't that lovely, Miss Curly?
Absolutely. I love a piece that wakes you up. I love them.
That's what
season.
I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Delivered beautifully in a pace and with
mm-hmm.
a cadence that was
mm-hmm.
necessary. I wouldn't want
Absolutely.
To hear that speeded up. I don't want you to speed that up. I want to hear it just the way I heard it. That was dope, man. That was really fantabulous. Let's go on to our next caller, who happens to be C34 Music. Baby. Welcome to the Soul Cafe. What it do? What it do?
Well, first off, I'm hoping I'm sounding clear. And secondly, have you ever had your mama take you to the beauty salon where you got all these women talking all loud and crazy and stuff?
Yeah.
No.
No. That's my job. That's my job.
Right? Okay.
I'm like,
okay. You got me.
You got Walona.
She knows him. One, yes.
Oh,
yeah.
Lord,
you got Walona. You got Felicia from Friday. You got Craig's girlfriend that he broke up with. You got all of them right here. I'm like, I'm trying to keep my Nat King Cole cool for a minute.
Just
breathe.
That's all you got to do.
Okay.
Breathe.
I feel you there.
Yes, I know.
I feel you there.
It's like I want to just say, kiss my ass and freak you.
Oh, Lord. Oh, my. You sounded just like Nat King Cole right there. I never thought about it. Where do these people think of this stuff? Think of this stuff? Kiss my ass. I think that mine was Johnny Mathis. That was Johnny Mathis.
Yes, chances are I'm going to kick your freaking ass.
Come on. You see what I mean?
You get
I feel you now. I have a better understanding of you right now, bro.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
right
I wish you never did, you know. It's going to stick to me, bro. It's going to stick to me, man. I feel like...
So how are all of you doing?
Hey, don't do it.
Hey,
we're doing
good. Yeah.
Yeah. Everybody's doing good, man. How you doing, man?
Well, I'm glad I got that off, so I feel better.
Yeah, I do, too. I do, too.
Yeah.
You know? It's a good thing, man. Look, you're crazy, bro. You're crazy. Something wrong with you. But I'm glad you got it off for real, because, like I said, that stuck to me. And I can see that when this show go off, I'm going to be walking around singing stuff like that. For those that know me, know that I'm telling the truth. I'm
yes,
serious.
Sir. No, I might end up singing some Bobby Womack if you think you're lonely now, waiting till the night.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, damn. Ooh.
No, right?
You ain't gonna be here. You ain't gonna be there, bro. Hey, man. That's some shit to say to a person. Ooh, damn, waiting till the night. Damn.
Wow.
It must be over. Hey, well, look, we ain't going to hold you, bro. I'm scared of the next song you might come up with. Hey, we're going to pass the mic to you. I'm serious. If I was with somebody right now, I'd be challenged to call them and say that shit just out of fun, you know.
Oh,
like,
yeah. My.
Games, but I wouldn't play that type of game. Hey, look, once again, hey, look, man, what you bring for us, man? Besides the those things, what you got for us?
Yeah, I brought a piece called My Crimes of Thought.
Okay, that sounds crazy as a title. Okay, I'm interested. You guys ready, man?
Absolutely.
Really? Y'all ready?
I'm
for
ready.
This one? My crimes mm-hmm. of thought. That's premeditated, bro. That's premeditation. The mic is yours.
Thank you, my brothers and sisters. Your diary exposes the diarrhea of my mind and the repetition it displays out of the lust of the flesh. Only you can comprehend the excuses I provide from my hiding through my history of embracing this darkness. The hues of clarity projects my attempts of misdirection. I try to sprint in camouflage so my details are unseen as you let me tarry into collisions of my impending destiny, dressed in just this fig leaf like I'm stripping on stage. Where art thou, you ask, through the questions, and though the question was rhetorical, how dare I respond trying to make you responsible? It wasn't me sounding like a reggae star pretending to be Jamaican from New Jersey, not admitting I'm scared you would take from me the vagina I'm worshiping, because I picked and placed her on this pedestal, choosing her above you. I've cursed my position of dominion, and I've been demoted. Boss, now I'm employee of the month. So may I take your order? While she's birthing the son of that fake preacher serpent she cheated on me with. I had a choice, and I chose wrong. Knowledge over eternity. Her son committed homicide by murdering my firstborn lineage. All over a rejected gift, not seeing the chance to redeem himself. His effeminate, emotional, simmering, sinister fury eradicated through blood. I have sinned, needing to wash every stain because my Jimmy swaggers boisterously through the autumn wind like a raider pillaging my mind with images of sinful women bathing in their lasciviousness. They've caught my interest like a central bank owned by 1% trillionaires who's over the elections, electricity given to them by the prince of the air. Send brains and immune system through 5 generations of scripted sex, televising the propaganda violence by inventing race where I must decide a side, and whiten everything outside this a minority of their monopoly. Taking chemical warfare by popping pills or injection because I trust the false authorities joining agendas to depopulate instead of you, who set me apart from the majority. I've fallen more than Alicia Keys cheating with Swiss beats in sin. If I claim innocence, then you don't know my name. And that's my lesson learned from the diary entitled The Book of Life. So please forgive me because I can't stay. In this league, being only human of flesh and blood, I'm made, born to make mistakes, but I still remain insane in the membrane. I don't want to keep chasing when I accelerate my place in the grave. You have me facing my reflection in my mirrors, asking when I'm going to make that change. That's that piece.
Whoa.
My brother.
Yeah.
La Perla Negra.
You said she had a baby by someone else, and yet she got rid of yours. That's deep. Wow. That's really, I got stuck at that part right there. That was pretty
cool. It's a flip on the Adam and Eve story, but I made it personal.
Yeah, I see. I see a very, very personal. That's a very common story. It's deep, but it's kind of wow. Wow. That was a deep piece. Yo. Poetic.
Man, C-Double, the finance guy in me loves that line where you talk about like a central bank, she caught your interest, you know, in the deposit. I love that line. It's very, very creative, very thoughtful, and like I said, finances is my thing. So when you said that, man, I was like, whoa, okay, here we go. And this was definitely a dope piece, and I love the twist on the Adam and Eve story as well. And, yeah, you definitely did make it personal, bro.
You know, I was thinking with that 1% trillionaires, I was thinking of the Rothschilds, the Astors, the Rockefellers, mm-hmm. and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. That own everything. And that's where we're at.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
For real, the poet.
All right. Yes, yes, yes. You know, when you opened up the door, this was a thought-provoking piece as well. And there's another piece that I would like to sit back in my quiet time and sit back and just listen to it, you know, verse for verse. When you opened up the door and said, the diarrhea of my life, okay, that stopped me right there. I'm listening to that. I hear that. I feel that. Embracing darkness, unseen details, stripping on stage, taking away the vagina I've been worshiping, sinister fury as yo Jimmy swaggers, you don't know my name, being a human of flesh and blood, who says these things, and this thing was about what you thought, your thought. You spoke about that before you spit this piece. You spoke about that. Who thinks like this and has the ability to document it, to put it on paper and express it poetically? This is why I love doing this type of show where we speak about creative writing and the creative process in which we ourselves be in as we're creating these, which are our babies. And there's a lot to think about within that piece. It's a lot to digest. And I can't, like, it's like, you know, I love the show, but I can't wait to its end so that I can go back and think about these things in real time, in real life, and how, you know, how much it touched me and how much I can relate to what you spoke. I thought that was really deep, bro. And that was, I salute your pen on that, man. With everything that's me, I give you that salute, man. That was dope, man. That was dope.
Yeah, thank you very much, because, you know, it's funny. When I wrote this morning, I was thinking about, first it was a female, but then the female turned into the world. And I put everything above God, and this is where it ended up to. And it's like, when am I going to stop and look in the mirror, look at myself and say, make the change?
Okay.
So it's like a question to myself saying, hey, get yourself together.
Okay. All right, bro. Hey, listen, man. Dope. We going to chew on that for a bit. You make me want to sing that Michael Jackson song, you know, about making a change right now. But we're going to leave you go, man. Hey, look, one love, one mic on that piece right there, my brother.
And my last song before I go is, I ain't going to bump no more with that big fat woman. So we got a problem here. Somebody pray for me.
I'm about to get you going to get out of here right now. Yo, bro, you got to go, bro. Now you got to go.
One love, one mic.
Yo. He said, after that Bobby Womack song, what did he say? If you think you're lonely now, wait until the night. Because he ain't going to bump no more with your fat ass. Okay? All right. But be careful, though, bro, because who you don't bump with, somebody else will. Baby, we're going to go on to the next call, y'all. Epiphany Radio's very, wait a minute, not yet. Oh, I'm jumping the gun. Area code 210. Welcome to the Soul Cafe. What it do?
Hey, good evening, everybody. It's Kimbrella Renee. How y'all doing?
Oh, Lord Jesus. You're about to make me fall out my chair. Why didn't I recognize your phone number? I know it was something something about your phone number. That's a damn shame. What's going on, sis? What's up, baby?
Hey, I just wanted to come and kick it with y'all tonight. I got some goodness coming through the lines this evening.
Did you hear it, sis? Something that you want, things to think about, you know what I'm saying? Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Kimbrella Renee, the Hurricane of Epiphany Radio.
Yeah.
You just almost made me fall out my chair. I'll be calling you about that. I wasn't ready.
You know how you look at that number and you're like, wait a minute, something about that. I thought you were somebody else's number. I was going to drop you.
Right.
But I said, no, it's not that number. The other number is not.
Oh, man.
Okay, y'all know what I'm talking about. But anyway, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. I'm glad you called in, love, and you know, heard some vibrations that are, you know, people are vibrating at a high level on tonight. And I just love it. I love digesting what I'm chewing, you know what I'm saying? So I know that you, and matter of fact, just how are you doing? Talk to the people. I don't want to take up the airspace. You know, Van and Pearlie is here as well.
Hey, what's going on, Van? What's going on, La Pearl and Negra? What's up, lady?
Hey, it's all good. It's great to have you on here tonight.
I'll show y'all some love. You know, Mondays are kind of hard because I got to get up so early. But I was like, let me come through and show some love to the fam.
Well, it's appreciated.
That's what's up.
Yeah.
Absolutely. That's what's up. I know first and foremost, first of all, I'm going to say something. I came across a piece as I was looking for a piece to do tonight, and I came across that piece. It's this piece that me and Kim been working on, but we never got a chance to take it any further. I saw that piece. I thought about it one day, someday. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we got to get
something. Yeah. I thought about you. But I know that you have something thought-provoking, and I know that the way you spit it is going to be heard and digest and loved just as well. So I can't wait for you to get into what you have to offer us. Ooh, I'm about to fall off my chair tonight, y'all. All this poetry is the most dynamite.
Stop it. Nah, I'm just saying. Oh, go ahead.
What are you saying?
Oh, no, I was just saying.
All right, go ahead. I'm going to talk. Okay, let me talk. Okay, no, I was saying with all the poetry I heard before you got on the mic and now that you're on the mic as well, I know it's going to be good. And I'm just enjoying the whole night as a whole. And that's what I want to say. You have the mic now, all right, sis?
Of course. Well, definitely shout out to all the poets that came before me, everybody that'll come after me. I love what everybody's doing. And when y'all are ready, I'll pull one oldie but goodie out of the archives.
The mic is yours.
All right. I reside in the library of his most edible thoughts. See, I am metaphoric curves insatiably scanned into the depths of his eyes as if I am the finest work of art he's ever seen. And I can tell that he is long overdue for a cruise upon the smooth of penetration above the waist. See, he's been halted by shallow pools of boredom, so I'm giving him the green light to dive deeply into my brain waves as we begin conversing through this chemistry shared only between us two. Lust isn't patient enough for us to resist the persistence of time's seductive stroke. So as the flesh throws tantrums, we tore the scenic root of each other's hearts. Confessions spill, but there's no need or rush for the cleanup because it's much too beautiful to interrupt. His eyes captured the blaze in mine, reading me in bold font as his fingertips caressed the sexiest pages of me. And I became his open book, vivid and enthralling. His literacy was astounding, enunciating each and every syllable of my frame. His tongue rolled around my name while dripping the curiosity in the wet of my silhouette with no desire to dry. Fully engaged in each line of my story, see, I am the master at baiting the extension of his attention span until it enters my chapters, introducing his soul's windows to invitational paragraphs that cater to his intellectual voids, closing only the doors to the idea of putting me down because I am just that stimulating, captivating, voluptuous cover. Spine sturdy, enticing his firm grip and excitement in his eyes, but what awaits inside? It feeds his spirit and his mind. His brain activity accelerates in the chase of me, building anticipation as I hang my artistry upon his mental walls, allowing him to feel the essence of how I decorate his interior and create home within his heart while he reads me from start to finish. See, there are no gimmicks, just enrichment, comprehensive fulfillment as he engulfs me page after page. Possibility debuts in a nude, yet neither one of us has removed one article of clothing, but we're both open, making energy transfers that increase interest, finishing each other's fragmented sentences. See, we comma, quotation, and exclamation point each other, period. Magnetic pull, chakras open and align as we intertwine in the scent of we, allowing it to linger, and we go deeper. Mouths water as we ignite in tones of the earth, and he studies my language of love until it becomes his native tongue. He is drawn in, retaining, engaging, reciprocating mental copulation. So I gave him cranium kisses that challenge him to seek me beyond my external cover. And they wonder why reading me is his new aphrodisiac. In peace.
Thank you. Girl, you're going to stop playing over here, girl. I'm going to deduct 2 points from your piece, first of all, starting off from the beginning. You don't bring that to, you don't, I told you, you must have hadn't heard what I said to Joe. I told you before. Hey, look, you cheated. You stole from yourself with that piece. I don't know what you did. Oh, you ain't pick up the pen yet? We ain't pick up the pen yet? My bad. Yo, Kev, let me tell you something, though. I can't go first.
Man, first of all, I'm coming to your library because I love reading for comprehension.
Oh, thank you.
This piece, I've written several pieces similar to this, and I love the wordplay. I love what you did with it. This is an amazing piece. I know you said it came out the archives. I've never heard it, and I'm telling you right now, this is like my favorite piece right now.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that. Thank you.
This is fire. Yeah. Whew. You gave him cranium kisses. Baby, kiss my... Yes, kiss me.
Damn.
kiss me.
That's shit. How you got to do it. That's how you got to do it. It's all about, I'll be trying to tell people about that mental connection. You get that mental connection. So
yes,
mind controls the body. Mind controls the body. So you get that mental connection going, the body will do whatever the mind tells it to.
Absolutely. Oh my gosh, this piece was everything for me. With, you know, J-Rab somewhere saying, I need a Newport. And I'm with you, bro. I'm gonna smoke one with you tonight, bro.
Yeah, me too.
I appreciate that, my brother. I appreciate it.
Shit. Okay.
Girl and Negra.
You know what? It's a reason why you are called the Hurricane. You know what? I'm right there with you. That mental You know what? You got to get in my head first. I'm right here with you. And I got to know that I can get in your head, too. Girl, I can't keep up, though. I can't keep up. Oh, man. The piece was hot. Yes.
Thank you, sis.
It.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Yes, good. Oh, man.
All righty. I guess it's me. Okay, so I've been waiting. I had a cigarette that I've been, not a cigarette, but a cigar I've been saving for a special day, for a special moment. I had to light it.
Wow.
Oh, shit now.
Can you guys hear me? No, once again, there's another piece that I like to dissect, that I like to sit down during quiet time and just take apart. And it's just what's so beautiful and deep. In the library of his thoughts, he said, in the library of his thoughts, you're the finest work of art that he has ever seen. Lust isn't patient enough for y'all, for us, you said. Confessions spill the sexiest pages of you. His tongue rolled around your name, his soul's window, his intellectual toy. Spine sturdy, but what awaits inside? He engulfs your page, in you page after page. You both open, finishing each other's fragmented sentences as you go deeper. He is drawn in. And we were drawn into your piece as you spilled it. That was just intellectually beautiful. Thank you.
Thank you. That was dope how you gave that back. I appreciate that. That was dope how you gave that back.
That's how it touched me. You know, it made me want to write if I was listening. I mean, I was listening, but if I was in that frame of mind where I was sitting down in front of my pen and pad listening to music, which I do, but listening to that piece, it would have me writing. Thank you for the surprise as well. I loved it. I love you. And that was dope, man. What can I say?
Thank you, my brother. I appreciate you. You know I appreciate y'all. I just had to come show some love. I know Mondays are kind of hard because, like I said, you know, I can't stay up too late, but I wanted to come through and show some love today.
Well, thank you for doing so.
Yeah, thank you.
You got it. I appreciate y'all.
Come through like that. Who I got to pay off to give you a little few extra hours so you can come through like that? Just let me know.
That's what's up. I appreciate it. I got a couple things in the bag.
Yeah. So listen, before you go, Miss Hurricane, could you tell the listening audience what you got going on this Friday at the Epiphany Radio Universe?
Oh, of course. So this Friday at 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern, you got to come through to Renaissance Poetry featuring your host, Keith Eric, the Renaissance poet, and then myself and Sister Taraji, we are the event page hostesses. So you got to come through and, you know, listen to some good music, spit that shit the way you like to bring it, bring your best spit. We love to hear when you are encouraged about what you do because it comes through. And we're just trying to revive art, you know, just the way everything, you know, on the Epiphany platform does, just trying to bring back art and let people know where we're coming from and that art is not dead.
No, it's not. Hey, that's beautiful. That's beautiful. And you guys do a good job over there at Renaissance Poetry. Hey, much love and much respect, my sister.
All right. Much love to y'all. One mic, one love.
One mic, one love. All righty. That right there. Okay. Oh, got me. Oh, what's the name? Okay. Okay. All right. We're going to keep things going, y'all, with another Epiphany Radio favorite, the one and only J-Rob, the wise son. What it do?
What's happening,
welcome
family?
Welcome to Soul Cafe.
J-Rob.
Hey.
What's up,
J-Rob?
It's good with you.
Hey, man. I had to stop on through. so people don't say bad things about a brother, because I don't get a chance to stop as much as I want to. And you got fans that are like, where you be at? So I'm like, I got to stop doing, check on my family. Yeah. So here I be.
That's what's welcome, up, my brother. That's what.
Glad to have you, bro. Glad to have you, bro. And I did it the way it's supposed to be done. I didn't hit nobody saying how many people are behind in front of me. I didn't ask how long I gotta wait. I sat like a good boy and was like, I'm gonna chill and listen to some poetry. I ain't bothered nobody.
Thank you, bro. Thank you, bro. Thank you, bro.
I didn't go to nobody's back channel and was like, yo, I've been sitting here since Tuesday. What's up? I ain't bothered nobody. I just wait my turn. Because I understand the format.
Yes, sir.
Okay, brother.
You already know. You already
I'm
know.
Just saying.
Okay, bro.
I'm just saying. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Good evening,
bro,
family.
Bro, that was kind of cool, broski. You know, I dig it. I dig it. But look, so we're going to get you up in here, man. I appreciate that. What you booked for us, man? We've been hearing some really, really... not only just dope poetry, but some poetry that makes you really think, man. And I can't wait to listen to the playback. This is one I'm definitely going to grab back at. We're just going to pass you the mic, my broski, so that you can do that. Because I know you've been waiting, and I know you've been, you know, ready to let go of that expression that you have hold on to. I'm going to just say
I got something in the chamber somebody might like, so let's see.
Okay.
This piece is entitled What I Never Knew. The first time I saw you, my mind went into overdrive, and I drove myself crazy trying to figure out what I could possibly say to capture your attention, not to mention that I looked into your eyes. And before I heard your voice and said yes, yes to anything that could have possibly said or imagined, as long as whatever it was came out of your voice and it made you happy. I had thoughts of what your happiness might look like and how fast the butterflies in your stomach would flap uncontrollably before we met. I wondered if your favorite perfume would infect my nostrils so much that any time I smelled that scent, you would be the first thing that came to my mind, and I would turn around hoping that you would be someplace nearby. And every time I see you in heels, man, oh, man, oh, man, I am hypnotized by how musical your walk is. I'm mesmerized by your feminine wiles and how it's tied to how sexy your confidence is. I simply think you're incredible. And before I ever heard you speak, I imagined that your voice sounding like brown-skinned angels singing in heavenly harmony and their long hair being used as harp strings, and then you said hello. And that's when I knew that I was right. Just by looking into your eyes, I could only imagine how many souls you have spoken to, and your smile, baby, is so bright. It sounds like my favorite poet, because she said that it looks like you brushed your teeth with the stars after they were dipped in sunshine, and the only thing that has me scratching my head is why. Why would this gift of everything that's right in the world would ever be interested in anything that I personally thought? And then I looked at you again, and I truly think that you happen to be a dream come true. There happens to be a dream wrapped up in my mind, one conversation at a time. And I closed my eyes and said, damn it. God, she is so beautiful. I mean, look at her. And just to think, all this time, I never knew that angels came in chocolate. And that's that piece.
Oh, my God.
Yo, 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 La Perla Nigga.
Yo, let me tell you something. To read it is one thing, but to hear you spit it is a whole different level. Angels come in chocolate. Wait. Let's go back to the part about the hair. Wait a minute. What did you say? They use their hair for harp strings?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
their cut hair, cut hair that they cut off or use as harp strings.
Jesus Christ. Wow.
That's my bro right there.
Beautiful. Oh, my God. You make a girl swoon. Oh, my God. Oh, man. I love your work, man. I'm telling you. That piece is beautiful.
I'm humble. I really appreciate you. Thank you. Like, real talk, I really appreciate you. And salute to you too, Van. You already know.
Likewise, my this piece was something else, man. You know, your romantic pieces, Jay, just, you know, they're just on a whole different plane, man. I tell you, man, it's real easy to tell how you like to write and what genre you like to write in just by listening to the words that you use in your pieces. So I dug this piece, man. This is a pretty dope piece, man. Mr. DSP, the Dark Knight. J-Rob, J-Rob.
And the audience screams.
J-Rob, J-Rob, J-Rob. For real.
Yeah. Yo, my brother, my brother, my brother. Another thought-provoking piece, man, a loving piece. On the fringe of sappy, almost. Overdrive. What could I say to capture your attention? I have thoughts of what could make you happy. I would turn around and hope that you would be somewhere nearby, singing like brown-skinned angels. How many souls have you spoken to? And all this time, I never knew that angels come in chocolate. How dare you? How dare you, J-Rob the Wise Son, bring such a piece up in here, so full of sappiness and bliss? I loved it, man. I loved the way you wrote it, and I love the way you spit it. Your cadence is just different. You have a cadence to you that, you know, nobody else I've heard on here, on, you know, in the community has. You're yourself. I love that piece, man. I love it, man. What can I say?
I thank you. This piece actually was a conversation I had with one of my sisters, and we were just talking about just different stuff, and she saw something. She finally got a chance to see Malcolm X with Denzel Washington, and she mentioned the whole angel food cake thing and how, you know, angel food cake is white and devil's food cake is chocolate, and the interpretations of the two of them and what have you. And I was like, that's pretty deep, and that's where the whole piece started to write its own. And hence, you know, something that she showed me in my mother's house, and I'm sure a lot of African-American families have it. You have a picture of Martin Luther King and John F. Kennedy and Jesus. And my grandmother had a big picture, but all the angels around Jesus were all white angels with blonde curly hair and white wings. And I was like, wow, that made me think. And it wasn't until I came into some sort of consciousness in college that I started seeing black artists create, you know, brown skin angels, and hence this the piece where you get, I never knew angels came in chocolate.
I'm glad you shared that with us, man, because you got me thinking on that. You got me thinking on that as well.
Hey,
that was dope, bro.
Oh my God.
I appreciate all of you. I really, really, really do. Thank you.
Appreciate you, bro.
Hey, you got it, man. Hey, could you give us what you got going on over there at the Get Down this Thursday, man?
Van, should I disclose what's fixing to happen?
Yeah, man. Go ahead and disclose. Yeah, go ahead.
Dig this, y'all. This Thursday, Van Meadows, a.k.a. Poetic, and yours truly, J-Rob, the Wise Son. The question of the evening is going to be, what does it mean to stretch your pen? Because Van and I have these conversations on a regular basis, but we want to hear from the poetry community. What does it mean to you to stretch your pen? And then the upcoming shows, I don't want to let the cat out the bag because it might be a remix and it might be having something to do with the growth of nature, but let's just say they're going to be awesome. But this week, what does it mean to stretch your pen? And can you give us an example of that? And let's see what you do with a play of words.
Okay.
That's what we
all right.
Wow.
That's a hell of a challenge, boy. I like that, man. I like that. I'm going to take some time out to see what I can come up with within myself, man. Hey, well, thank you, my brother, man. You know,
thank you for having
you
me.
Know. Hey, man. Much love, man. One love, bro. One mic.
One love and one mic, y'all.
It's your baby, baby. Love and mic.
One mic, one love, brother.
Yeah. One love. J-Rob, the wise son, ladies and gentlemen. Host, one... Wait a minute, how do you say that shit? One half host?
One half host.
Get there. One half host. A half a host. Half a host of the get there. I should have just said, one love, one mic. You know what I mean? Half a host, y'all. We'll travel. We're going to keep you going. We're going to go. Next up is Nibella. Nibella. Get the last say, man.
Nibella.
Oh, hola. Como esta, Bella?
Hi, thank you. Hola, la Bella.
Hola,
hey,
mami.
Baby, baby.
Bueno,
mm-hmm.
Hola, baby, baby.
That's right.
Baby, baby.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. She's talking to me, Danielle. She's talking to me.
Guess
so
what?
How you doing, Bella? Bella, how are you?
I'm behaving.
Did you speak to my brother Poetic? Did you say hello to my brother Poetic? I don't want to take all the love.
Hello, Poetic. Baby, baby.
How you doing, Bella? Baby, baby.
Okay, I just want to make sure. Yeah, okay. I don't want to seem like I'm taking up all the oxygen in here.
Right.
All right. Okay, y'all said enough. It's just me and Bella right now. Miss Bella, how are you? Everything good?
Oh, I'm wonderful. I like that voice.
Well, thank you. This is my sexy voice. I go into it for special occasion. You know what I'm saying? I'm glad that you could have a chance to call in. Yes. I'm dying to hear what you have for us tonight. You know, it's been some beautiful, beautiful, wonderful poetry tonight, some thought-provoking poetry, and it's filled me. But you know what?
Mm.
It's filled me, Bella, but I still have room for a little bit more.
Mm-hmm. You wanna hear the surprise?
What's the surprise, love?
I made a collaboration with J-Rob.
Oh, did you know?
Wow. Oh,
awesome.
What?
It's sneaky.
Oh,
I like it.
It's like that now.
Wow.
Oh, so
okay.
You want me to bring... Am I supposed to bring J-Rob in as well?
I don't know. Maybe he can read this part if he wants to, but...
Let me see. Might as well
maybe
get it done
J-Rob
and over with. J-Rob, the wise son. J-Rob, are you with us?
Hola, mi hermano.
What's up, brother? I hear that you have a collab with me, Bella.
Si.
Yes.
Are you prepared to perform that collab with me, Bella?
Locked and loaded.
Nibella, the mic is yours.
That's yes. Collaboration of breath and collaboration with J-Rock. She, who murmured into his ears with late sight and gaped soul, your verses are riddles in my ears that shoot thousands of volts as I catch each echo by the tongue. Your charges drip from my lips to my knees, fold and surrender like a handful of sand. In your arms, I drift, swaying back to you, back to my personalized tide. You branded me with these impressions on my flesh, and they are gifts from your fingertips, an offering of your gentle strokes from your inviting ripples, enticing, deep pooling mixed with your generous titillation. I desire to dive in, to hold your trembling hands, and I will breathe you in till your breath suspends in me, allowing your current palpate my tides, and I will breathe you in to suspiration forms us until I hold a tone of you, brushing my broken rib.
And then he tells her, each line reads as if you are saying prayers to the spirits that are guiding us, as regarding us, as we touch and as we watch each grain of the hourglass sand slowly drip from the waist of the hourglass, I hear you speak. And it's like musical hymns, so much so that even your whispers begin to sound musical. When you say that you want to taste me, it makes my goosebumps quiver, and then I begin to inhale your essence through my pheromones so that I will feel a part of you. And with every thought of you, the answer to the riddles about you begin to come true. And then our words intertwined, beating as one pulsation. And that's that piece.
And collaboration. That's it.
Hey, beautifully done.
Yes.
Poetic.
Man, this is a pleasant surprise, a very, very pleasant surprise. This is a nice piece. What a collab. It's a powerful collab. Me Bella with the voice and her tone and her words and her accent. J-Rob with his soliloquies and just downright peaceful lover, scripted piece. This is dope, man. I love this, y'all. This is fire. This is fire. La Perla Negra.
Well, Poetic said everything. He done took everything I wanted to say. The piece was beautiful. I look forward to more collaborations with you too, really, because this is a hit. Yes, your accent and J-Rob with your smoothness and everything. It's a perfect combination. Beautiful piece. Thank you. Y'all sneaky though.
No, I asked
hey.
You for a collaboration.
Yes, that was beautiful. That was very beautiful. I enjoyed it. I enjoyed both parts of that piece.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was beautiful, y'all. That was beautiful.
Thank
hey,
you.
What the hell? I'm not mad. I'm not jealous. A little bit. But I am a little bit, though. But, me, Bella. J-Rob, that's my brother. You stay away from my brother, okay? I'm going to just tell you, guys. That's me, Bella. I'm going to let you know right now. Y'all stop with that sneaky-ass shit going around behind the curtain. All right.
Yeah.
You're my only baby, baby.
Yeah.
Okay, okay, she's
saying, okay,
Bella.
Bella.
Talk. All right, Bella.
Yeah. Bella. Bella, you're embarrassing me in front of my friends. Oh, J-Rob, bye-bye. I just muted J-Rob back. Okay. All right, Bella, that was beautiful. I will talk to you later.
That
bye-bye, Bella. Baby.
Wow.
One love, one mic, Bella. One love, one mic.
Baby, baby.
One love, one mic. All right. Yeah, you baby, baby. Yeah, thank you much. All right. It's not funny. It is not funny. I need y'all to get yourselves back together. Mm-hmm. With your little brothers, your little brother Van, who you writing with? That's I'm talking to behind your back. All right. So anyway, let's keep moving.
I got one collab lined up. No, I got two collabs.
Who is it? All right, never mind.
Nope.
Anyway, we're going to move to the next caller before I get in trouble. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to open up the mic to the one and only, to another one of my brothers, the one and only host of Renaissance Poetry, my brother, Keith Eric. What it do, broski?
What it do? How's it going down?
I see what y'all doing up in here, Keith.
Hey, Keith.
What's that? What are we doing? what are we doing, man?
I'm going to let you speak. I'm going to let you say hello to everybody before I go into my dissertation.
What's up, Aprella Negra Poetic? What's going on?
What's up, Renaissance? How you